Of all the participants, perhaps the one on whom the proceedings had the most profound impact was Paul Ekman. Before coming, he had heard stories about how the meetings changed the scientist who attended. Now it had happened to him. Most strikingly, he felt in touch again with what had brought him into psychology in the first place. He said, "I've spent more than 40 years in the psychology of emotion, and my original motivation was doing what I could do to help reduce human suffering and cruelty." So, he added, the week had given him a renewed sense of what I can do with this next, last epoch of my own life. Many of those who were part of our conversations at Dharamsala have also had a hand in planning the Cultivating Emotional Balance program. Alan Wallace and Mathieu Ricard, as well as John Kabat-Zinn, have been active in designing the mindfulness training. Mark Greenberg, who had been among those at our meetings who most enthusiastically embraced the notion of an emotional education program for adults, has signed on as a scientific coordinator, helping to design the assessment of its effectiveness. And Jeannie Tsai will draw on her expertise in the study of emotion by designing and conducting measures of interpersonal awareness that will be used to assess the program's effectiveness. At this writing, the pilot phase has been designed. The Venerable Ajahn Maha Somchai Kusalachito, to give his full title, added an intriguing perspective on these research projects. A reminder that the dialogue between Buddhism and the mind sciences is a two-way exchange. In a conversation with a visitor from America several months after the Dharamsala meeting, he said how important it was to study accomplished meditation masters with scientific methods, and so measure the effect spiritual attainments have on the brain. As for Francisco Varela, the sad news came a few days before the Madison meeting. He was at home with his family and would not be coming to Madison. Instead, Adam Engel arranged for a live two-way video hookup via the internet. Francisco would be a virtual presence, watching the meeting in Madison on a computer monitor in his bedroom in Paris. After that meeting, we all wrote our heartfelt thoughts to Francisco on a card, to be delivered to him in Paris the next day by his research associate, Anton Lutz, who had stood in for Francisco in Madison. Francisco died, at home, just a few days later. Watching the Madison presentation to the Dalai Lama from afar dropped the final curtain on his life in science.